Time now for sports. Baseball's playoffs have begun, and the pitchers are smoking. And in college football, ball hurt a cold duck. But what about the Hot Ducks of Oregon? Tom Goldman joins us. Morning, Tom.
Hi, Scott.
And usually, you know, after a long regular season, you go into a cooler postseason weather, and pitchers can suffer from tired arms. But boy, have we had some great pitching. Of course, the classic, the no-hitter that Roy Halladay threw the other night against the Reds, and then Tim Lincecum's almost equally classic shutout for the Giants.
Yeah, amazing stuff. It was Halladay's second no-hitter of the year, too. He's a meticulous planner. He's very measured. You can see that in his demeanor, too. Lincecum's performance versus Atlanta, the 14 strikeouts, and he allowed only two hits. Some said that was even more impressive than Halladay's no-hitter, if you can believe that. And Lincecum, Scott, appears to be a polar opposite with his shoulder-length hair and the skateboarder clothes. Mm-hmm. Now, he certainly prepares, but meticulous isn't exactly the word that comes to mind. A Sports Illustrated article describes Lincecum eating Philly cheesesteaks or ice cream before he pitches, and he never
Babe
ices.
Ruth's treating training regimen. Yeah.
And he doesn't have the same girth, though, and he never ices his arm after pitching. Lincecum quotes his father, who says ice is made for two things, injuries and my drinks. Mm. And let's not forget Texas Rangers pitcher Cliff Lee. He was fantastic in the Game 1 victory over Tampa Bay.
I want to ask you about just one of my favorite moments. What a week it's been. Last night's games, let me just say, the Reds kind of fell apart against the Phillies.
Yeah.
Rick Ankiel of the Braves, who used to be a pitcher for the Cardinals, one of the most famous tragic flameouts in baseball history 10 years ago, the 2000 playoffs against the Braves. He was with the Cards, fell apart on the mound, went back into the minor leagues, came back as an outfielder, and last night he hit the game-winning home run in the 11th inning.
They don't make movies like that, Scott. Actually, they kind of did make a movie of Rick Ankiel. Well, The Natural, but also Bull Durham. Remember Nick LaLouche when he's throwing the ball all over the field and hitting the mascot?
Yeah,
I mean,
it wasn't
that bad for Ankiel, but it was pretty close. And as you say, he didn't quit the game. He reinvented himself as an outfielder, and he clawed his way back and reached this high point last night with that towering home run that left the stadium in San Francisco. And splash down in the bay. Quite an amazing scene.
Out to your neck of the woods for some college football. The Oregon Ducks are third in the nation. I want to ask you what's behind their success while also noting, I think by my count, they've got five players going through the criminal justice system now, as we say. And
oh,
not small charges, DUI to assault.
I know. Well, first, let's talk about the good stuff. Yeah. An offense that is devastatingly efficient. Here's some pertinent statistics. The Ducks gain more yards and score more points per game than any team in the nation. They are ranked 98th in the country in time of possession, which means they strike quickly. Mm-hmm. And as you say, the excitement in Oregon couldn't come at a better time. Actually, close to a dozen players got into varying amounts of off-field trouble in the offseason. But hey, Scott, winning sure helps fans forget the brawls and the robberies and the DUIs and the physical harassment charges, don't they?
Fans there, I don't forget about it.
Right.
You know my favorite, I don't mind telling you, my favorite team at the moment, and has
What's
been
it?
For, I love Boise State.
I know, the field, right? The blue field.
I like the blue field. I don't know why they're ranked only number four. Is there some bias against small schools?
Well, that BCS critics certainly allege bias, and it's hard to prove. But nothing could be better than if Boise State or TCU, another non-major conference school, ranked fifth in the nation currently. If one of them or both of them land in the national championship game at the end of the season, and if that happens, it could really shake up college football and this current system that's criticized each year because of the lack of a postseason playoff.
Yeah, I would love to see Boise State. I think they've earned the number one ranking. For
Go Broncos.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Tom. Always a pleasure. You know, we have a few seconds left. So who's going to win the Braves? I'm forgetting.
Braves Giants.
Yes, thank you.
Well, the Braves now go home. It's 1-1, and the Braves are the best team at home this season. So watch out for the suddenly resurgent Atlanta Braves. Thanks to Rick Ankiel.
And let's win it for Bobby Cox. NPR's Tom Goldman. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.